It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
The recent Q&A, Sean meant, are you kidding me? 2 days in a row, my mic messed up for this garbage.
Why don't you try pouring some apple juice on
it? Is this better? No, it's still doing it, isn't it?
No, it's not. You're just, yeah, it's that cord right there.
I mean,
I'm sorry, this is so
it.
Damn boring to you, but it's like all I want here, and I sound like a little whiny baby, I know. You're like, shut up, Joe, nobody cares. I just want our equipment to work because our show sucks anyways, but we're trying to make it sound less sucky. Listen to that.
Send an email to our managers saying,
If our ratings are down more than usual, this is why.
Please get Joe and Alex the things that they need. Thank you.
Hold on a second. Hey, go ahead. I actually continue on with your garbage, even with a bad mic. I have a solution for you. I'm going to get it fixed.
No.
But continue. Oh, you want it to be bad?
No, I don't want it to be
no,
bad.
No, I said I have a solution.
What?
No, continue. I'll take care of it. Just trust. Will you trust me?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
In a recent Q&A, Shawn Mendes was asked what his skincare routine was, and his answer totally shocked people. So he said, my skincare routine, I'm not lying when I tell you guys, I just don't wash my face.
There's no way that's true. He's kidding.
I meditate a lot. I think skin is very based off of how you're feeling. You could rub dirt on your face, but if you're happy, you won't break out. If you're unhappy or sad or stressed, that's when you break out the most. Just do everything that will make you happy. Let me tell you something, Shawn Mendes. My skin looks like absolute crap right now.
It's because you're stressed out there, poop
no,
face.
No, stress does contribute to breakouts a little bit, but just being happy or sad is not going to completely change your skin. That is such crap. So now people are posting memes and making fun of him because that was the stupidest thing that he could ever say.
I want to try something new. Go ahead. Try this. This is a brand new way I have for you to be on the show. Go ahead and give it a try right there, Alex. Right
Talk
here.
On the phone?
Damn it. Just pick it up. You ruin all the fun. You give away all
sorry.
The clues. Go ahead. Try it right now. Let's see how the garbage sounds.
Lord made a special appearance at a benefit concert, Christchurch, New Zealand, for the victims of the Christchurch mosque on March 15th. He's a New Zealand native and covered the Simon and Garfunkel classic, The Sound of Silence.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision in my brain.
Blogger Eric Butt, who posted a very emotional reaction to the Star Wars movie The Rise of Skywalker trailer. So people on social media have been making fun of this guy because he got so emotional. Here's a clip. It makes me emotional hearing him get emotional.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
What?
No, the Emperor. Yes. Oh my god. How do they make this more and more epic every time?
So Mark Hamill posted, thanks for sharing your amazing reaction to trailer. It was inspiring to see you transformed with joy and anticipation of the movie. Why anyone would ridicule someone so passionate and clearly enjoying what he's seeing is beyond me. And Pink and Imagine Dragons will perform at the Formula One 2019 United States Grand Prix this November. According to the press release, Pink is set to perform on November 2nd, and Imagine Dragons will perform before. Previous performers who've taken the stage were Taylor Swift, Justin Timberlake, Bruno Mars, Britney Spears, and Elton John. Coming up in less than an hour, Beyoncé's shocking diet and pregnancy secrets.
I thought that sounded pretty good. I think it sounded better than your microphone. Maybe we'll do that every day. We'll just have Alex call in on my phone.
I was going to say, if I can just
do the show like this, that's awesome. I'd love to just stay home, and then I can just call.
Oh, I can't even tell that you're on a phone, to be honest with you. It sounds like you're right here. It's crystal clear.
I think I like the junkie mic better.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know what? Sometimes the radio, you got to try new things. Alex, sorry. Porkchop's videoing the phone bit, so you got to give me my phone back.
Yeah, well, if we should use a different phone, maybe. Because the echo is messing me up.
Here's what we're...
See, Joe, your signal's crap.
Well, Alex, we tell callers, you got to put your mouth right up to the phone.
It's on a... Listen, if you care about this show at all, and how we sound and us being on the air... Joe and Alex,
you're
so...
Okay, that did. Jesus. See what happens when you talk directly into the microphone? Wow. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Brenda.
Hey, what's up? Did you want to call in with the garbage too?
Your phone sounds good.
Yeah, you sound really good.
No, I was going to comment on that kissing your ex.
Oh, hold on a second. Hold on. I got to move the show along, but I'll talk to you in a second. We're already going to get in trouble for being late. There's so much we're in trouble for today. I would say today we're probably like out of a 1 to 10, we're working on a 3.
Yeah. No, but it's interesting, you know. I think people like to hear the inside what's going on, you know.
Do they?
Yeah.
You would think that when you have a job in radio that like the number one thing they would make sure that you had to do your job was a microphone that worked. That's what I mean, isn't that crazy? You never know, man. Just behind the scenes.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. I mean, we can start a GoFundMe. Look how much money they raised for Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
We just have to set this building on fire.
Ugh.
Oh, my God. That's not a bad joke. Nobody died. Get over yourself, pork chop. You're way too butthurt. Mm. Okay, check it out. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, if my mic doesn't go out, what are we going to do? I don't know. Ask Alex. Can you tell me a little bit more about this, Alex, on your microphone?
Oh, there's a mom and daughter that have teamed up to try to make some extra money, and the way that they're doing it is so bizarre to me. You're going to love it and also hate it.
Okay, it's coming up in less than 7 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Don't go anywhere.